that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Hey, good morning. Pour you a cup of coffee. It's June 9th. Time for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, live from the Radio Ranch. We're back, and we're here this morning. Join us, won't you? We'll be back right after.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those we'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel.
It's gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
It has. Once again, it's Saturday morning, and it's time for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Well, we've got the Wranglers here. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard here, and we've got Jason here as well. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And we are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. Oh, we're still traveling back from our Branson conference and a few things we took care of after that. And John the Ramrod and Kyle, they're still traveling back. Ran into some fog last night, but we're here, and we're going to talk to you, share a few things with you, I think, about Branson and how that went, maybe even open up the phone lines. But, Jason, if you would start us out with a word of prayer.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we do come before you, and we just ask for your blessing upon this broadcast. I thank you for the Branson gathering that you gave us and for the Holy Spirit that was present there. I thank you for looking out after the people traveling to the conference and from the conference, and just, Father, for having your hands upon it. Oh, Father, we do praise you, and we thank you for that. We thank you for looking out after everything while we're gone, for keeping an eye on our houses and our properties. And oh, Father, we do thank you for that. We thank you for so much. We have so much to be thankful for. We just ask for your blessing upon your people across this land. We pray that you look down upon the remnant and that you bless them. Father, let their cup overflow. Let them have abundance. And we pray that you just continue to spread the good news, the gospel, across this land, and that you see to it that the remnant is kept safe. We ask for your blessing upon this broadcast today. We want it to be a blessing to the saints, and we want it to be a blow to Satan and his children. And we thank you for it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. And yeah, we thought we'd just talk a little bit about Branson this morning, maybe share a few things with those that weren't able to attend. And I tell you, if you just those of you that weren't able to attend, you just missed a great time. You really did. It was, I would say, just a Holy Spirit inspired time by all who attended. Had a good number there. I think, Jason, I haven't put the last numbers together, but I think we had more than last year. Wouldn't you agree?
Really? Wow.
I think we did. I know we had more registered. And,
okay.
Looking at who we had on the list, and there were a few. There's always a few that can't make it right at the very end. And we got a couple phone calls right before we left, and even on my cell phone that once we got there that so-and-so couldn't make it right at the very end. But I think we push the numbers. I think we're going to see we had just about as many, if not maybe a few more than we had last year.
That's good.
Yeah.
It was a good conference, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just tell from the beginning to the end that the Lord just had his hand in everything all along the way, and the singing was just fantastic. You could just feel the Holy Spirit present when the singing took place, and had some good musicians that brought some specials, and the congregational music was fantastic, and the Knights of Christ music was great. It was pretty awesome.
Amen. We started off, we did have a by invitation only, men's meeting in keeping with what Pastor had started several years ago. Had the Acres of Diamonds men came together, and we did have a day and a half men's training, just to help further the men, to sit down with them and maybe help equip them to be better husbands, fathers, to be better Christian soldiers in the battle. I think we all got quite a bit out of that. We were able to have two or three, what we call them, round table discussions, where we were able to sit around and share war stories, but be able to share with, I know some of the older men shared with some of the younger men that some of the things that had worked for them in this war that we're in this battle. And then also some of the things maybe that haven't been quite so successful. And I think the men got quite a bit out of that. And then we started off the regular conference on Friday, and I was real excited because we started off with four baptisms on Friday afternoon. That's sure a good way to start anything, I do believe. We had a couple of the, not really young men, but I guess you'd call them younger men, not older men, doing the baptisms. Just had a couple of new people come in that got baptized. You always like to see that. And a few people that had been listening for a little while. And so we sure gave praise and glory to the King of Kings for opening more of the saints' eyes, opening the remnant's eyes, and letting them come and see the need to be baptized, and then so that they can be part of the body of Christ, partake of communion, and come in and fellowship with like-minded believers. So we did. Had a good report there. As Jason said, the Holy Spirit sure seemed to be there, and had many heartfelt prayers lifted up. The theme was defending the faith, and we were able to share with the people, and the people were able to share with each other things that they've used in doing just that, in defending Christianity to their friends, to people in their workplace. And we were able to, again, in keeping in the spirit of Pastor Peters, we were able to, for those that attended, give them some new weapons in helping them in defending Christianity to their friends and family and that type of thing. I know we started off Friday afternoon. I think we had a show of hands and had well over a dozen people, even on Friday afternoon when we first started, that had never attended. And that had never attended Branson before at all. Like I said, at least a couple of those had come to get baptized and stayed for the entire conference. So, all in all, I think it was an excellent conference. Good fellowship. It's good to see new people come in. were able to bring all of our books and Bibles and pamphlets, and the people were able to come together, meet new people, and just a good time of fellowship.
Well, and that's what I heard several times, is just how much the fellowship meant to the people. I had several of the men come up to me, and after just the men's conference, and said, you know, the fellowship was so sweet. It was something that they really needed and has been lacking in their life, because, I mean, we come from a different kind of group, and it's hard to find anybody that you can fellowship with that you're going to agree with anything on. And to be able to come together in a group and have, you know, we broke up into several groups, and we had, 12 to 15 men per group, and to sit down and share your feelings, share your thoughts, share your ideas, and, you know, share your beliefs and talk about it without opposition was pretty awesome. And I think for a lot of the men, it was something that they've never experienced before.
I know several said that. You know, there were several there that, several of the men that were there just, maybe had attended first last year, and they shared that with us, that, you know, they don't have like-minded believers at work, very few around where they live, and this was an opportunity to sit down and to be able to do just that, to be able to sit down, talk man-to-man, what's the term that we use, steel sharpening steel, iron sharpening iron, and being able to talk about and just have good, sweet fellowship. So yeah, overall, it really was good.
And when those Knights of Christ got together in there and sang, I mean, we had those men in there, and they were singing from the heart. They were men that loved their God, that and wanted to worship Him, wanted to be pleasing to Him, and it was, I mean, it could have just taken the roof off that place. It was just awesome.
Amen.
To hear those men sing in that little conference room that we had.
Amen. It was. I would say one of the, in our talks and just in the men speaking with each other in our early morning men's prayer meeting, as well as the regular conference, the story that you read about in Ezra and Nehemiah of the people confessing their sin, turning away from sin, and turning back to a covenantal relationship with God Almighty. When you read Ezra and Nehemiah, you see that that's what the people did there. That's what the remnant. No, it wasn't everyone. It wasn't everyone that went with a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other and rebuilt the wall in the old Jerusalem. It wasn't all of the people, all of the remnant then. Or let me say, it wasn't all of the people, but it was the remnant that went and rebuilt the wall and rebuilt the gates. And we're rebuilding a godly society. And that seemed to be just a recurring theme when we were speaking with the men, when the men were speaking with each other about doing that very thing. Having to go and work every day in this captivity that we're in this Babylon once again. But the men did, as Jason said, they sung from the heart. They spoke from the heart. Sins were confessed and praises were lifted up. And I think covenants were remade. Just like in Ezra and Nehemiah, they went so far as to write it all down and sign their name to it. And I would say spiritually, that's about what the men did at this Branson conference, was re-entered into that covenantal relationship. And you know, when you can see that you're not the only one in the battle, that you're not the only one, in the spiritual battle that we're in, it's edifying to each other. It strengthens. It strengthens you as a man to know that there are others out there, you know, that the saints out there are going through the same thing. The pastor would have been proud. We actually had some protesters there. Had some, you know, we gathered to praise and worship Jesus Christ, because we love Him. And there were some that gathered that, you know, maybe, tomorrow at church we might be able to share a picture or two, with you if you tune in. And, just to kind of give you a look at a couple of them. Oh, it wasn't a lot of protesters. How many would you say were there, Jason?
Well, the most I counted at one time were 14. And somebody did tell me that at one time that I think that there was 24 or 25, but I didn't see that, so I'm not sure exactly, but not very many. I mean, yeah. It was a, for a protest, it was a pretty poor one.
Yeah, we had some people contact us before, some people on the ministry, that there was some idiot out of Springfield, some antichrist, and I can call him an idiot because the Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And when you deny Jesus Christ and His laws, statutes, and judgments, you deny God Almighty. Because Jesus and God are one. Doesn't the Bible say that? I believe it does. Christ, when He was here, said He and the Father are one. And He wants us to be one with Him and one with the Father. And the only way to get to the Father is through Him. And so I can say some fool, some idiot, that had a funny little talk when he talked, and he had his little big old sideburns and his little goatee beard or whatever you call that thing, and he looked like a fruitcake. The one time we saw him interview him on the local TV station, he had his old 2 minutes of fame, I guess. But he had reported, oh, he had seen something about Scriptures for America ministry being and considered us a racist hate group. Praise the Lord. And so he just went all out in trying on Facebook and with the local media to, I think they had said they were wanting 500 or 1,000 protesters, to keep hate out of Branson, something like that. And, you know, come to find out, we're the ones that were gathered in love. We're the ones that are gathered to love and honor and worship Jesus Christ, to praise Him. You know, when we came together there at the hotel, I think we exhibited brotherly love to all that were there at the hotel. And this group that was against hate, oh, you should hear of the vile things that they did. Maybe that might be something for us to address in the next newsletter. But, oh, you should hear the vile hatred things that they did, the lies that they made up. The hatred that they spewed toward the vile emails that they sent to the hotel owners. Even going so far as contacting people and businesses that the hotel did business with. The hotel that so graciously allowed us to come and stay there in Branson. And, even the hotel owners were telling us just how really wicked the emails and the phone calls and the things that these protesters did towards them. And it just goes back to one of the many things that we've learned from our pastor over the years. And that is the enemy accuses you of what they are. There's an old saying that the Jew cries out as he strikes you. Now, ooh, no, that's not politically correct today, is it? Not when you say that little three-letter word, Jew, and you don't follow it up with God's chosen people. Well, I think they are God's chosen people, Jason. You know, the more I look at what they do, they say you know them by their fruits.
Absolutely.
And I think that they're chosen for destruction.
Yep.
I think that's the chosen people that they are. Because any people that deny Jesus Christ, whether it's the people that claim to be Jewish, whether it's the people that claim to be Buddhist or New Age, or they follow Hinduism, or they follow Shintoism, or they claim to be American Indians and follow the great spirit of the land, or these tree huggers that pray to Mother Nature. There is only one way to God the Father, and His name's not Mother Nature. And that one way is through Jesus Christ. And the Bible, not Richard at the Radio Ranch, not Jason, although we agree with the Bible. But the Bible says that he that denies the Christ is the Antichrist. It's just as simple as that. And if you don't like that, you don't have to call me a hater. You don't have to call me a racist. You can, and I'm okay with that. That's what you want to do. But you're not arguing with me. You're arguing with the Bible. You're arguing with the Scriptures. Well, Jason, I thought we'd open the phone lines up this morning. If anybody wanted to call in, had any questions or comments, the number here at the office, 307-745-5913. We'll put the phone on where it'll answer and put you on hold if you want to call in, if you have any comments. We did, as we wrapped up in Branson and came home this past week, we did see an article in the newspaper where the newspaper had done they'd come and skulked around and sneaked into the hotel through back ways, and you know, they always try to get your point of view. Isn't that what they say, Jason? That's what they want to do. They want to report.
Yeah, they want to hear the other side of the story, give you a chance to cast your pearls before some swine.
And they might hear the other side of the story, but I think time and experience has shown us it's pretty rare when they actually get it reported that way, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, hey, the phone's ringing. Let's see if we've got somebody on the line here. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, man. This is Tom in Montana.
Howdy, Tom.
Glad to have you back. I'm glad you had good fellowship in Branson. We missed it, but we sure enjoy having you back on the radio. And I just wanted to send up a praise report for a little thing that happened around here not too long ago on this week. There was a tornado that touched down about an eighth of a mile away from our ranch headquarters here. And by golly, it sat down, and my neighbor that lives about an eighth or half a mile away from us, it took his sheds and outbuildings and just plumb scattered them across the prairie. And I'm looking out my window to the southwest, and we went and got in the basement, and we started praying, and it lifted when it got to our house, went right over it, and kept on continuing in a south, moving to the northeast, and just left everything standing and fine on our place. We only lost a window from a hail ball, and we laughed at the devil that that's all the arrows that he could throw, and I want to send praise up to Jesus.
Oh, praise
Christ.
The Lord.
Amen.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And
Tom, while we got you on the phone, I'll share with you and the listeners. We had a couple of men that live in Branson that came to our Acres of Diamonds men's training, men's class, and they went through the tornado that came through Branson not very long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they got up and gave a similar testimony that when they heard what was going on, they prayed. And you know, one man has a business right on what they call the strip, and you know, has flags flying outside and all this type thing. And they got up. The tornado hit in the middle of the night, but they got up. The sirens were going off. They prayed. And their house is only, I think, a block or two off the strip. Right across the street from their store, hotel was completely destroyed. Not even a block down, another hotel was, or another building was damaged. When we drove through the devastation, I mean, there were still hotels there that just had the roof gone. The big hotel down on the river, windows blown out. They just got them boarded up. But as we drove through, even the children were just amazed at the devastation that was there. But this man with the business there, when they got there the next morning, they had to walk. They couldn't drive because the road was closed. But they weren't even missing a flag that was flying out front.
Oh, my.
The other man... The other man gave a testimony that less than a half mile away from his house, there were places just completely destroyed. And when he walked out, there was nothing out of place, not even a garbage can turned over in his yard. And they gave a praise report as well, and certainly attributed it to God just protecting them. Go ahead, Tom.
It's an awesome and mighty powerful God that we serve, and the prayer and application to Him works. And I am so thankful for Pastor Peters and you Wranglers, and having learned to put a house in order, God's order, at the power that there is granted through that. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you have a good day, man.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for calling.
God bless.
Yep.
And the phone lines are still ringing up. We'll see who else we have here. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Am I on now?
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah. I've had many fine preaching from Pastor Peters, but there's one thing I heard the other day that I'm going to take issue with. Words of Jesus.
I'm sorry, what was it? It was kind of muffled there. What you said you've heard Pastor Peters, and you agree with most things, but there was something you took issue with.
Right. It was called the lying words of Jesus.
Okay. The lying words of Jesus. That was, I think, an old sermon that I guess we had in the rotation and played recently, but that sounds kind of familiar.
Right. And I don't think that's possible for God to lie.
It's not. That's the one thing. Isn't that the one thing that God can't do, Jason, is lie?
That's right.
The part of his preaching on that, he said that Jesus was going to go out to the feast, and he said, "I go not up yet to the feast." He left out the word yet. So I thought Jesus could be lying there.
Well, I think you'd have to listen to the whole sermon to try to get the point that the pastor was trying to make. But a lot of it is you know, many times the pastor would he'd kind of grin when he said it, but he'd say he didn't know about the content of the sermons, but they sure had catchy titles. And that one did.
Didn't mean Jesus was a liar.
No, I don't think it was. If you look at
it's talking about
things,
how
no.
people portray it. You know, Jesus will say one thing, and people perceive another thing, and they'll call Jesus a liar, and they'll take it that Jesus is a liar and didn't do this when they don't even have a clue on what he was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you got to realize that the pastor was using satire, just like Jesus did many times.
Okay.
Yeah, but no. Pastor Peters understood that and preached many, many times over his 33 years that there was one thing God could not do, and that was lie. And I think that's the point he always tried to get across to people, is like we said earlier, the Bible says, and we said it in our prayer this past month, the wages of sin is death. And so guess what? The wages of sin is death. And Jesus said, nobody, not the Jew, not the Buddha worshiper, not the Allah worshiper, not the Muslims, not the American Indians, not me, you, Jason, nobody, not President Obama, not great grandma, nobody comes to the Father except through Him. Nobody. But most of the world today, like your mega church pastors and all these lying bastard preachers that you see on TV, and that's just what they are, most of them call Jesus a liar every day because they open their arms to everybody. And they say, oh, Allah, our Muslim brothers worship God as well. But they just call Him Allah. And they think, and they call Jesus a liar by saying they can worship God the Father without going through God the Son. And they make Jesus a liar. And Jesus said, we'll say that the Bible says, you know, that it's baptism. What is it in 1 Peter? It's not Christ's words, but it's it's the apostles' words that baptism now saves us. And
right.
they and Jesus is the Word, and they make him a liar by saying, just believe, brother, just believe. Be like the demons. They don't say that, but that's what it is. And they make Jesus a liar. And that's, I think, what Pastor was trying to get across, like Jason said, is that Jesus says one thing, the Word says one thing, man says another, and by believing man, we make Jesus a liar so many times. Hey,
thanks a lot.
Keep listening.
I will. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks for the call. Jason, any comments on that one?
Nope.
The Word is truth. The Word is truth. And boy, Pastor, I remember that. I think that is the title of a numbered sermon that we had, The Lying Words of Jesus. It sounds familiar anyway. And he would sure put those titles out. I think they were just as Holy Spirit as inspired as the sermons were, and still are, to try to shock people. Isn't that the right term, Jason? To try to shock people into.
Oh, I think it was trying to get them to stimulate some thought in there, in that gray matter in between their ears.
Yeah, to try to think about things. You know, we were talking about Branson, and they had a follow-up newspaper article. And had a picture of the protesters, you know, no hate in Branson and this and that. And yeah, we had to go run a newspaper reporter off. And, you know, you just, it's funny. Jason talked about it a while back. Just tell them, and John has two little words. No. You put the tongue on the roof of your mouth and you speak out, no. And it's very hard for them to comprehend that. And so we had a reporter sneak in. He's over there and had grabbed one of our men. And of course, he's just got his notepad out and he just wants to know what's going on. And the man there was just telling him the same thing. And we were able to walk up to the newspaper reporter and just tell him, no comment. No comment. Well, I just wanted to, no comment. No comment means no comment. And we were able to tell him, nothing we say will be reported in the way we say it. So it's no comment. Go to the website. No comment. And then, of course, we were able to, you know, let the security guard escort him off the property. But they did mention that in the newspaper report that, they said, you know, that, and I think they said that very thing, didn't they, Jason, that... people from the ministry wouldn't comment. They
refused comment.
And said referred all questions to the website. But then they quoted a couple things off the website, and this is one thing from the May prayer that they quoted. And I just want to read this one thing, and this is from the May prayer, and it's part of the imprecatory prayer. And it says, to those who insist on promoting and participating in the filth and abomination of homosexuality, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, and the wages of sin is still death. Read and heed the words of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is the quote, but these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence. And that's Luke 19:27. And they took that quote out of our prayer, and they put that in the newspaper.
Yep.
Now, the media certainly, and this newspaper, this little whoever it was, Branson, Springfield, I don't know, they certainly were not intending to do a positive article on Scriptures for America Ministry, or the LaPorte Church of Christ, or those haters that gathered there. Okay, they certainly did not intend it, but just like, who was it, Balak and Balaam could not curse God's people. All they intended to curse it, but it ended up being a blessing. And I think this is the same thing. Praise God. They try to do an article about us. They quoted also from, I think, the Statement of Faith that talked about that Scriptures for America is an international outreach ministry dedicated to proclaiming to the Anglo-Israel message to the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Germanic, and kindred people their true biblical identity. And they put that in the newspaper article. And as we saw it when we were still there in Branson, we realized we could not, if I think, Jason, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'd have called that newspaper and said, I'd like to put an ad, I'd like to run an ad, I'd like to pay you, newspaper, to run an ad to quote Scripture, Luke 19:27, and to give a brief explanation of the Scriptures for America ministry, maybe in rebuttal to this, you know, the newspaper article you wrote or whatnot, I don't think they would have taken our money to put an ad in that said that. Do you think they would, Jason?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't think
it'd be interesting to contact them and see if they would, though.
Yeah, and then when they say, oh, no, we can't put that in, that's hate, we can say, well, it's the words of Christ, and you already ran it. So, anyway, so we praise God. The Holy Spirit was sure there. The protesters were feeble. It was funny. Some of the children would kind of look out the window and then just kind of shake their head and, you know, but it was good. We were able to show the children that there are some people out there that, and show them examples of people that believe a lie, and that will, oh, there was one guy dressed up in what kind of suit was that? A chicken suit or a zebra suit or something? Did you see that, Jason?
No, I didn't see that one.
I just glanced out one time, and some guy's walking around in some kind of weird suit made up. It looked like it anyway.
Well, and it was. You take a look. Like, I heard one sign from several people that they were holding up over there was, intolerance will not be tolerated. And just the insanity of a statement like that, the double-mindedness.
That's exactly what it is. And they, again, they call the word a lie by the lifestyle that they lead. And just by being double-minded like that, they don't even realize that. You know, it's like we hate hate. You know, it makes no sense whatsoever. Well, we've still got a few minutes left here. We've got the phone lines open, 307-745-5913. We've been away from the microphone for a couple days, but we're back on track, back at the Radio Ranch, and we'll be back at church tomorrow with a live broadcast. We invite you to join us at 10 o'clock Mountain Time tomorrow, Sunday morning, at our website, scripturesforamerica.org. You know, there's going to be one new person that's going to be joining us, one of the maintenance men there at the hotel. And you know, in our prayers, at least in mine, if they're going to have 500 protesters there, wouldn't it be worth it knowing that they're putting out lies, they're trying to curse us, knowing that God is going to take that and make it into a blessing? And we talked while we were there at the conference that, you know, even if they have 500 protesters, if one person, whether they're protesting or not, but if because of all this, at least one person sees the truth of the word, turns from their sin, and becomes a Christian, that certainly wouldn't that be worth it? You know, when you read all through the book of Acts, I mean, Stephen was stoned for preaching the word. The Peter and John were arrested in Acts 4, arrested and beaten and thrown in jail. Read the book of Acts. If, you know, maybe that'll be your assignment if you're listening in. Read the book of Acts. It's not very big. You can sit down and, oh, it's an interesting story. Peter's arrested. They're arrested. They're beaten for preaching the word. And so we thought, if nothing else, we can sure pray against a few protesters and pray that God would use it for good, that at least one would turn and would hear the word. And as we were packing up and getting everything ready, all the luggage and starting to load it up, one of the maintenance guys come by, and I think he might have been at least that one. I think there's going to be more. I know there's more, but I think he was at least that one. It was just a good sign from us. You know, when the maintenance man comes by and quotes the scripture, and then he comes back a couple minutes later and he's gone down and got his Bible and come up. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. It was a good sign, I think, that the Holy Spirit was there, that God was in control like he always is. And he gives his people signs of encouragement. You know, that his word doesn't return without bringing a reward with it. And truly a reward is when you see the eyes of others opened. And you know, also it was, our theme was defending the faith, but it also was a great, a time of remembrance, a type of a memorial for Pastor Peters as well. You know, we had, Jason and I had one, that a big family from Louisiana that was there that said, you know, this would have been the first time they would have seen Pastor in person after Branson last year. You know, many people, they watch on, they join us for church on Sunday. Maybe they get the DVD church. They get the CDs that we send out every 2 weeks. But as far as fellowshipping with others in person, with us from here and in the past with Pastor Peters, that Branson would be, the only time that they would get to see him. And so for many, that was really where it kind of hit home, that the pastor had passed away, last year in July, almost a year ago. And, like you mentioned earlier, I had this family and several others that just, were very thankful for us still doing this conference, for being able to come and to fellowship and to remember our pastor and his life that he dedicated to preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was, and we had the memorial service, and we had the special handouts that we were only sharing with those that attended Branson. So if you weren't there, you missed out on some of those. And we did have a good time. We had played a couple of what I think were some of the best messages that were ever preached at camp meetings there. We had two of those. We had a slideshow with a lot of pictures that the family wanted to share with others, but they wanted to, you know, share it with those that were willing to make the sacrifice and come to Branson, and those that, you know, it was, we'd be able to see things that it was the only time that they'd be shown. So it was a really special time as far as that goes. I mean, just a time of remembrance, time to laugh, time to cry, and it was something that people needed. And I know that, you know, we got calls from, like you said earlier, from people that last minute stuff came up and different things and in their lives, and they couldn't make it. And you know, this whole gathering right from the get-go, we prayed, and we wanted those that attended, we wanted them hand-picked, and we wanted the Lord to pick out who he wanted there and who he didn't want there. And you know, it was pretty obvious that that's just what he did. He had those that he wanted to attend.
Yes.
And he had those that he didn't want to attend. And he ran that sorting gate. So,
amen.
We're thankful for that.
And when he does it, you know it's done right. There's very little second guessing when God does it, whether it's him pruning the vine or, as Jason said, running that sorting gate. You know, sometimes when you're sorting the cattle, you just, you may not want that one right now. So you sort them over, in another pen, and you may come back and, change your mind later on them. You may want them included in the herd after all. But at least at that time, they're sorted out. And that's how it goes. That's how it goes. You know, Jason, I don't even know what's going on in the world. Tom in Montana mentioned that that tornado, and they lost one window to hail. I spoke with some people here from Laramie, and I guess they had a hail and tornado a couple days ago here. I think they had some tornado damage up in Wheatland. Got a big 6,000-acre fire burning up in the north part of the county. But I heard they had hail and tornado damage here in this county and the next county just a couple days ago.
Really?
And that's pretty rare for here. You know, they had a tornado here in Laramie several years ago when we were in Branson in late May. But that's pretty rare to have, you know, that type of thing here. Have you had a chance, anything big going on in the world?
No, not that I know of, not that I'm aware of. I haven't heard a thing.
Yeah. You can bet your boots and throw in your spurs, as the pastor would say, that the enemy is still hard at work. They are creatures of instinct. They just can't stop. In doing, in destructing and destroying as much as they can. It's what they do. You know, I forget what message it was, but the pastor, he boiled it down to there are two types of people in this world. There are creators of civilization, builders of civilization, those that go in and that's our people that build civilizations based on the Word of God, and that's the way it's always been. And then the other people are the destroyers, the parasites, those that come in and just, because of the DNA, the way God made them, they just can't help but come in and destroy. So you can bet your boots that the destroyers are out there. I know that there are several bills in Congress that are coming up, whether it's the health care that's still rolling through, or there was something mentioned about giving... going back on some gun control things with the United Nations, and the homosexual agenda, these gays and lesbians and transgender and bisexuals, they're all sexual perverts is what they are. They are all sexual perverts. And you know, Jason, I'm trying to take your advice. You mentioned, I think it was on Coffee just a couple months ago, that we need to get back to using biblical terms. Biblical terms.
Yep.
And you know, it's like there's nothing happy about a happy meal. There's nothing gay about a sexual pervert.
Exactly.
There's nothing gay about a couple of bull dyke lesbians that are doing like the Bible says because they've denied God. They've turned from their natural affections and turned to a perversion. There's nothing gay and happy about that. There's not. You know, the Bible says that it's an abomination to God for a man to wear women's clothing and for a woman to wear men's clothing. And so when you got these cross-gender, cross-dressers, today they think they're a man or a male, and tomorrow they might think they're a female. It's an abomination before God. We said it in our prayer. The wages of sin, and if anything is a sin, that certainly is. Sin is transgression of the law. The law is still there. Sin is a transgression of it, and those things are definitely sin. If anything is, those things are. And God hates it. And if you insist, as the enemies of God do, on promoting that lifestyle and living that lifestyle, understand what that newspaper there in the Branson area put. Understand what the Bible says. God is not mocked. The wages of sin is still death. And death, apart from God, you're going to end up in hell. And to quote our pastor, not exactly sure what hell is, but it's a hell of a place. It certainly is not being with God. You ain't going to be gay and happy there. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. The Bible says you can call Jesus a liar, you can call the Word of God a liar, but the Word says that it is appointed once for a man to die. That means all of us. It is appointed once for a man to die, and then comes the judgment. And judgment without Christ.
Oh, and a lot of people don't They don't want to talk about. They really don't like the terms homosexual or sodomite or pervert, but that's exactly what they are. And if you know, you look at what has happened. You know, here this guy that started this whole protest was obviously a Jew, and he was also obviously a homosexual.
Sure looked and act like it.
Yeah, I mean, usually those people that are toting around that, wearing around those pins with their homosexual symbols on it, usually those are homosexuals.
Yes.
And, you know, so you got a whole group of people that, you know, they want to combat hate. That's what their campaign is. And that's what they say that their purpose is they want to stop hate. Well, the truth of the matter is they're the ones that hate. And you look at these homosexuals all across the land, they're the ones that hate. They hate Christianity. They hate
yes.
Christians. They hate Christ. They hate anything that stands in their way. Anything that opposes their death style, they hate them. And they will stop at nothing to see that their agendas, that their plans, that their laws get passed. And if they don't get it passed this time, they're back on the ballots next time. And then they'll be back again and again and again, and they get more votes and more votes and more votes until they get them passed. I mean, that's just been their MO. And they have done it continually. And you look at they're a militant bunch.
Oh, they are.
And they are fighters. They believe in something, and they fight for it. And if Christian soldiers would have fought as hard as the homosexuals would have fought for their side and looked at it as a war and tried to stop the homosexuals from coming into society, I believe that they could have stopped them.
I believe so, too.
I believe they could have stopped it a long time ago.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They didn't stand up and say no. They didn't say, you know, this is not going to be allowed in our community. They come in and they give them a little bit more ground and a little bit more ground, and it's just that goes back to that same old story of the camel sticking his nose in tent. They take just, you know, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward. Well, they're still advancing. And you look at the advances that they've made over 40 years, and they've been huge.
Amen.
Now we need to start thinking as Christian soldiers and think, what do we got to do to get it, not just get it stopped, but get all the ground that we've lost, get it back.
Amen.
And because get this, they hate us. They hate anything that stands in their destroyers. They hate anything that stands in their way. They want to do it their way, and their way is death, is destruction, is bringing destruction upon a people, upon a nation, upon a land, upon a city, upon a town, upon a country. That's what it is. And people need to think about that, and they need to think about, okay, what do we got to do to get it back? Because if we don't start fighting, then what are our children, our grandchildren going to have to face?
Yeah.
You look generationally, and boy, if you look at what the changes that we've had in the last two or three generations before us, what are we going to have in the last two or three generations after us if we can't get some Christian soldiers to stand up and to say, hey, you know, this is enough. And if it, you know, everybody's got their part in a war, and if your part is praying, meditating, you know, and
then be that prayer,
you know,
warrior. If that's
then
what you're
do
called
your
to do.
Part.
Amen.
You know, I've heard a lot of people, older people, well, there's nothing I can do. And they've quoted this, and they said, there's just absolutely nothing I can do. I don't even want to hear about it, and I don't want to think about it because there's nothing I can do. And I told them, you can pray, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Well, Jason, we got the phone ringing. See if we still got a caller here. We got time for one more call. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, men. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you. And praise God you had a successful conference. You wanted something going on in the world, a tremendous victory for God's people and the truth and the right. The recall election in Wisconsin, the governor who was for the right to work and for curtailing the power of these enormous mega buck unions to push around governments and bankrupt them. It's over in Wisconsin. He won overwhelmingly against the forces of evil. And just wanted to give you that report.
Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly what was going on with that, but I did hear from, Ramrod called me and told me, just mentioned something about that and said that this is a milestone. This is huge. And, praise the Lord for that.
The power of Satan is lifting over people's minds in this country. You never hear anything about it in the media, but the victory was enormous. So
that's
thank
awesome.
You for continuing on, man.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Well, guys, we're about out of time. We do, again, want to invite you to church tomorrow. You don't even have to leave your home. Just on your computer, go to scriptures4america.org. And 10 o'clock Mountain Time, 11 o'clock Central, noon on the East Coast. You can click on the live video stream, and we'll have a scriptural insight and study for you. We'll have a welcome there by the Ramrod. We'll have some good music. We'll have communion. And might be able to share a thing or two with you about Branson. And we'll have a great service, a great sermon, a great timely message from our pastor. So we do invite you to church tomorrow. Jason, we'll see you there. Actually, we'll see you down there probably after lunch. I talked to Kyle, and he was just rolling in this morning. So he was going to grab a couple hours of sleep, and we'll probably be down there right after lunch and get things set up. And so we'll see you then.
All righty. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Rollin', 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rollin', 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rollin' over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, they hide.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.